Hello everyone, this is Daryl Sandro. I'm reviewing a program called Handy Address Book by Bailey Software. You can learn more about this and other programs made by this company at bailey.com. That's spelled BEILEY.com. I learned about this program on a mailing list a couple of weeks ago. And Handy Address Book is an extremely accessible, easy-to-use address book for tracking your contacts, name, mailing address, email address, phone numbers, notes, basic address book functions of that nature when you do not use Microsoft Outlook for this purpose. It's a very simple program. It doesn't sync up to your mobile phone. It doesn't have many of the functions found in Microsoft Outlook. But it's possible that some of you out there don't have Outlook. Or if you're like me, you use Outlook enough at work and you don't really care to worry about it for personal use, especially if you want to increase the speed and performance of your computer, then you may want to use a simpler program such as Handy Address Book. So I'm going to start up Handy Address Book, and I'm going to review some addresses that I've added in the file currently, in the address book file. I'm going to send an email to a contact in my address book. I'm going to edit an address, and finally I'm going to delete an address. And then I will discuss some of the other features of this software and talk a little bit about a number of other software titles offered by Bailey Software. So I'm running Handy Address Book, the latest version, which I believe is 3.7. I'm running it on Windows XP with Service Pack 3, and the screen reader running at the moment is JAWS 9.0.2152, which is the latest version of JAWS. I'm going to go to the desktop,
Windows M,
and I'm going to press H.
Desktop, folder view, list view, my documents, 1 of 71.
I'm going to press
items, use the arrow key.
I'm going to press H for Handy Address Book.
H, Handy Address Book.
And we'll press Enter to run the program.
Enter. Handy Address Book - main menu dot app, list view, main menu, and menu at radio.org, 404. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, so immediately when we start the program, now if you're brand new, of course, you'll have zero items in this list view. It's a list view of all your addresses, and as you will see immediately, as you notice with the main menu entry, it provides the vital details in the list view. So if you just need to know the email address or somebody's home phone number, you can find it without any hassle. It's very, very accessible. There are a couple of quirks, which I will discuss as we go. Right now, I'm reviewing the list view of addresses. There are four entries in here. So if I press home.
Home, Daryl Sandro, editor at lindexsjournal.com, left parent 602, right parent 903-3820.
Okay, so that's me, of course. It gives the address, the email address for the journal, and it gives the phone number that I tend to use for those purposes, which I don't mind giving out so much. Happens to point to Skype in. And so I pressed home to get to that. It's a standard list view, so home goes to the top of the list.
And main menu, menu at radio.org.
And goes to the end of the list, and the arrow keys.
Karen Chandro, editor at lindexsjournal.com.
Pressing up arrow.
Jeff Bishop, Tucson, OzJeff at radio.org.
And I put in Tucson, Arizona. That's all I put in for Jeff's mailing address. You can see what that's like.
Daryl Shandro, editor at LinuxSJournal.com, left paren 602, right paren 903-3820.
And it's back up to me. So, the great thing about this program, as you can see, is its ease of use. Now, when you have an address that you're looking at, you're only going to see a small number of details in the list view, because the list view can only hold so much data. But if you're on an address and you want to know more about it, so say I'm going to read the current line with Jaws key plus up arrow.
Daryl Shandro, editor at LinuxSJournal.com, left paren 602, right paren 903-3820-104.
Remember that in most implementations, the Jaws key is the insert key or the zero key on the numeric keypad. All right, so I want to know more about Daryl Shandro, so all I have to do is press Tab.
Tab, read-only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text.
And it's a read-only edit.
Daryl Shandro.
Just pressed up arrow, so I banged against the top of the window, right? Then I'm going to press down arrow.
Blank. Home, colon, left paren 602, right paren 903-3820. Mobile, colon, left paren 480, right paren 628-0124.
Don't try to call that. That number's been since disconnected.
Blank. Home, colon, editor at LinuxSJournal.com. Blank. Web, colon, http, colon, / LinuxSJournal.com.
And so there, you know, you've learned everything about that contact, and all it took was focusing an item in your list view and then pressing Tab. No fanfare. It doesn't take 30 seconds to pull that information up. It's lickety-split, as we like to say. So I'm going to press Tab again.
Tab, read-only edit. Use your reading keys to blank.
And I get another read-only. I believe that's for business information.
Tab, list view. Daryl Shandro, editor at LinuxSJournal.com, left paren 602, right paren 903-3820.
So two presses of the Tab key,
the arrow keys,
took me back to this list view. So it's very easy, right? It's very, very easy to use. Okay. So I'm going to want to send an email to an address. So I'm going to go down to main menu. I'm going to press M.
Main menu, menu@radio.org.
You'll see that the typical list view functionality of typing a letter to quickly go to a contact starting with that letter works. In fact,
home, Daryl Shan, M-A.
I believe that works too. I think you can do multiple characters and to filter down the list. That's very useful as well. I'm going to send an email to main menu. Now, normally in a program like this, you'd think that you could right click on an item in the list view to perform an action on that item, right? Well, I'm going to use the keyboard command. I'm going to use the application key first, or also known as the context key, which is to the left of the right-hand control key. And you'll see that
applications.
It doesn't work. Neither does Shift F10.
Shift F10, menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow.
Well, I mean, it does, but it goes to the menu bar, which doesn't work, so I'm going to press Alt. Close it.
Leaving menu bar, list view, main menu, menu@radio.org, 404.
So,
items, use the arrow key.
One quirk in this program is that if you want to right-click an item in the address list, you have to do Jaws key plus the minus key on the numeric keypad, which is route Jaws cursor to PC cursor.
Route Jaws to PC.
And then you have to do the slash or the division key on the numeric keypad for the right click.
Right mouse button, context menu to navigate, PC cursor.
All right, so
edit, dot, dot, dot.
Now I'm in a right click menu, so I can edit. I'm down arrow.
Delete. D.
Delete.
Dial phone sub menu P.
We'll talk about that later.
Send email sub menu S.
Send email.
Get map sub menu G.
Get map.
Copy C.
Copy, which would copy it to the clipboard for use in other places. It's kind of neat.
Categories. Dot 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 T.
Categories. So I'll talk about that later as well.
V card sub menu V.
V card.
Display dot dot dot.
Display.
Edit dot dot dot.
E. And back to edit. So that's one way to perform an action on an item in your list view. While that's certainly doable, that's obviously not going to be the most accessible way of doing things for new users, for which this program would be ideal. I have asked Bailey Software about this issue, and a person by the name of Mark responded right away and said, "Oh wow, of course that functionality should work. We should be able to right click these entries from the keyboard, so we'll fix that." So they seem to be good to their word, so I would keep watching Bailey.com, and I think soon you will find that that issue has been fixed and provided in a minor release. Okay, so I'm going to press Escape to close this menu. I'm going to show you another way to do the same thing.
Escape, leaving menus, list view, main menu, menuetic.radio.org, 404, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
So this program has a menu bar. We'll press the Alt key and explore it by using the right arrow.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, F, edit, E, view, V, actions, A, help, H, system, space.
Okay.
Leaving menu.
So pretty typical stuff, right? So I'm going to press Alt-A for action.
Alt-A, menu, actions, menu, dial phone, submenu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, D. Send email, submenu, S, get map, submenu, publish the web, control, plus W, V, card, submenu, V, dial phone, submenu, D.
So you'll see a number of the options that were on the right-click menu are on the action menu. And others are in the edit menu. Essentially, you can use the edit, you can use the pull-down menus or keyboard shortcuts to accomplish most of the functions that you find a little more difficult to accomplish if you route the JAWS cursor and right-click. So not so bad, and they've pledged to fix it. So what more can we ask for, right? Alright, so I'm going to go to send an email.
Send email submenu.
And I'll press enter to open that submenu.
Enter home colon menuetic.radio.org H.
And normally, if there was more than one email address here, like there can be one for home and one for business, I would have two choices. But I only entered a home-based email address, so that's all I have. Reading the line again, that's
home colon menuetic.radio.org.
Main menu at acbradio.org. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. List view. Main menu menuetic.radio.org. 404. To move the items, use the arrow keys. New message. The colon edit. Main menu. Left parent. Home right parent. Type in text.
And now I'm in Outlook Express because that's the default mail client I have set up in the mail applet under control panel. It'll use whatever setup is the default there. So I'm going to, this is a typical email sending form, so that's the to field.
Tab, cc colon edit, type of tab, bcc colon edit, tab, subject colon edit, type of text.
I'm going to say test message from Andy, address, book.
Period. Tab, test message from Andy, address book.
And I'll write a message. I'll say, hi there, everyone, this is a demo. And normally I would press Control-Enter to send the message. Oh, what the heck, we'll go ahead and do that. Control-Enter.
Control-Enter, Outlook Express dialog, connecting to pop, gmail.com, .. securing, .. stop button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus s, handy address book, dash main menu, .app, list view, main menu, menuetic.radio.org, 404, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
And that's the reason I decided to go ahead and show you that, because handy address book will open your mail client, send the message, and then put you back in handy address book. What more could you ask for? It's pretty simple, right?
Karen Chandro, editor at LinuxSJournal.com.
You could even
main menu selected. Two items selected. Selection is Karen Chandro main menu.
I have two items selected. I went up to Karen and then did a shift down arrow and selected main menu as well. Back to the action menu.
Alta menu, actions menu, dial phone submenu, send email submenu, S.
And we'll press enter.
Enter. Send to all selected. S. Home:editor@blindex. Send to all selected. S.
I have a send to all option.
Enter. Leaving menus. List view. Main menu. Menuetic radio.org. 404. To move to items, use the arrow keys. New message. To colon edit. Parent Chandro. Left parent. Home right parent. Semicolon. Main menu. Left parent. Home right parent. Type in text.
So what do you want, right? That's pretty easy. So if you wanted to blast an email out to several of your friends, you just select all of them on the address list view and go into the action menu, select send email, and press enter on send to all, and that's what you have. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to press Alt F4 instead.
Alt F4. Add the address book dialog. User aborted. OK button to activate.
And then press enter.
Colon enter. List view. Main menu. Menuetic radio.org. 404.
So you see that again, Handy Address Book retains control when you send an email, and this does work. I've tested it a few times since downloading this program, and it works like a champ. I don't really know how much easier this process could be. Okay, so now we're going to edit an address. So,
Karen Chandro, Jeff Bishop, Tucson, OzJeffAdicRadio.org.
Okay, so we'll edit Jeff's entry. And again, we could go into the right-click menu, but I also know that simply pressing Enter will take us to the Edit dialog box.
Enter, Address Editor dialog, general page, name slash address name colon edit, Jeff Bishop, type in text, Alt plus N.
Okay. So, there are several fields in this address, and these are the same fields, by the way, that you'll get when you're adding a new address. I'll demonstrate that shortly, but so this is the name field. If I tab
name slash address home edit type in text.
And that is
Tucson, Oz.
That is a an actual mailing address field. Yes, heaven forbid, snail mail. Press tab.
Tab, email home edit, jeffadicradio.org, type of tab, phone home edit, type of text, tab, phone business edit, type of text.
And unfortunately,
home, blank. Tab, phone business edit, type in text. Tab, phone business fax edit, type in text.
Sometimes JAWS will automatically read to you the contents of a field, and sometimes it won't. Like it did for the email address, but it didn't for the mailing address.
Tab, phone mobile edit, type in text. Tab, web page address home edit, type in text. Tab, notes colon edit, type in text. Alt plus O.
So I'm going to add
shift tab, web page,
a web page address.
Type in text. http://. TAEDESERTAKIESUCOM.
Add thedesertskies.com.
Tab, notes colon edit. Tab, categories dot 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 edit. Type in text. Tab, private checkbox not checked. The tab, okay, but tab, can't tab, apply button to tab, help button to tab, general tab, this tab, name slash address name colon edit. Jeff Bishop, type in text. Alt plus N.
Okay, so on initial glance, this looks pretty skimpy, right? There's not very much, there's a few fields that you can enter, but it looks real basic. Well, you can use it this way, and it can be basic, but there are little buttons next to a number of these fields that allow you to enter more details. Okay, so I'm going to press Control-D.
Control-D, address editor dialog, general page, name details dialog, first colon edit, Jeff, type in text, Alt plus F.
And you'll see that it is broken down.
Tab, middle colon edit, type in text, tab, last colon edit, Bishop, tab, OK button, tab, can tab, help button, to tab, first colon edit, Jeff, type in text, Alt plus F.
And instead of pressing enter, I'm going to press escape to cancel and go back to the previous dialog.
Escape, Jeff Bishop, tab, the address book, dash, main menu, dot, app, address,
and
enter,
then
dialog,
press
general page,
tab,
tab, name, slash, address, home, edit, type in text, Tucson, Oz.
Okay, I'm going to press Control-D to look at this address, mailing address field more carefully.
Control-D, address editor dialog, general page, address details dialog, street colon edit, type in text, Alt plus S. Tab, city edit, Tucson, type tab, state slash province colon edit, Oz, tab, zip slash postal code, colon, tab, country slash region colon edit, tab, OK button to activate.
And again, instead of OK, I'm going to press escape for cancel.
Escape, handy address book.
So you see that you get more granularity when you press Control-D. And this is another thing that I asked Bailey Software about, because initially it was not apparent that that keyboard shortcut was available. And there are these little dot, dot, dot buttons next to these fields. And, of course, I was sort of thinking that while it wouldn't necessarily be inaccessible, it would be somewhat of a non-starter for new users if you had to go with the JAWS cursor and find and click those buttons. But you don't. There is one, there's another feature. If you press Control S, because I think you'll notice that you only had the ability to enter home-based information. So if you press Control S,
Control S, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, H, home checked, H.
So right now the home information is checked.
Business, D.
If you want to enter business information, you could press Enter here. I'm using the arrow keys to traverse this menu.
Other, O.
And you could enter some other information.
Home,
but we're not going to do that. We don't have enough time.
Escape, leaving menus, name, slash, address.
So we're escaping back to the address entry window, or edit window. Okay, so the one other item that I want to show you in here.
Tab, email tab, phone tab, phone bit tab, phone bit tab, phone mode tab, web tab, notes colon tab, categories dot 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 edit type of
okay,
text.
Okay, you have a field called categories dot 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 edit. While you could enter a list of categories in this field separated by commas, there is also a way for you to choose among pre-selected categories. And, of course, there's a way to add categories that are not already shown here. Again, I won't be able to get into that much detail in this review, but the ability is there. Unfortunately, there does not seem to be a keyboard shortcut, at least not mentioned in the help file, for this feature. So you do have to click with the left mouse button command. But I will, of course, ask Bailey Software if there is a keyboard shortcut for it that is not documented, or if they would consider expanding the Control-D command to work with this field or creating another keyboard shortcut. In the meantime, I'm going to use the star or time sign key or asterisk on the numeric keypad to perform a left mouse click on this field.
Left mouse button.
Okay.
Categories dot 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 edit. Left mouse button.
It doesn't work, so I have to do route JAWS to PC.
Left mouse button. Private checkbox categories dot dot A C A T E G O R I E S period 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 left mouse button address editor dot E piece not select.
Okay, so it was a little messy. I had to let's see. Let's try to reproduce that.
Escape Jeff bit piece name colon edit Jeff to name colon edit Jeff tab phone bit tab.
Back to the categories
tab,
field.
Tab, notes colon tab categories dot 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 edit type and text.
Route JAWS to PC.
Private checkbox not checked. Categories dot 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 C. A-T-E-G-O-R-I-E-S, period.
I had to go to the end where it says dot, 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 and then do the left mouse
left
click.
Mouse button. Address edit piece not selected graphic. Unchecked combat. Unchecked
and paper. You can check these unchecked categories.
Unchecked space. Check competition. Two of space. Unchecked com tab. Edit category list.
And
tab.
You can edit
escape
category
button.
List, and I'm going to hit escape.
Escape. Jeff, name
so, alas, that really doesn't work so well right now. The categories don't.
Tab. Name,
but,
tab. Email,
we'll check with Bailey Software on that.
Tab, 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 phone, bit, tab, phone, tab, web page, tab, notes, tab, category, tab, private chat, tab, OK button to add, enter, list view, Jeff Bishop.
Pressing enter on OK.
Jeff Bishop, Tucson, Oz, Jeff at radio.org, 204.
Okay. So we've edited. If you wanted to add a brand new address, you press Control A.
Address editor dialog, general page, name, slash, address, name, colon, edit, type and text, alt plus N.
And it's the same field. The same dialog box as we just experienced with the edit function. So I'm going to press escape.
Escape, list view, Jeff Bishop 2.
And finally, I'm going to show you how I delete an address.
Daryl Shandro, editor at LinuxAsJournal.com, left paren 602, right paren 903-3820.
I just pressed up arrow to my own address. Obviously, I know my own contact information, so it doesn't need to be in here. I just simply press the delete key on the keyboard.
Handy address book dialog. Delete apostrophe Daryl Shandro address. Yes button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus
and
I
press enter.
Enter. List view. Jeff Bishop. Tucson.
It's gone.
Jeff with a current main me- PC cursor.
Okay, so that's handy address book. There are a couple of other innovative features. You can export tab delimited or comma separated files. from other software such as Outlook Express and import them into Handy Address Book. You can also dial, if you have your modem connected, you can dial a telephone number from your address book through your modem. And finally, there is an innovative feature, which I have not had the chance to try yet, where you can store your address book on a web server or on your own machine and then have other Handy address book users let them have permission to access that address book. And so essentially you can have a shared address book. I think Karen and I are eager to try that out shortly, and we may give you all a short update on how that feature works. So the company offers a couple of other programs that look interesting. I haven't tried them yet, so your mileage may vary. But if this program is any indication, then I'm confident that they will also be accessible, or that Bailey Software will be willing to improve their accessibility. There's a program called Remind Me, which is self-explanatory, as well as Active To-Do List, Safe Backup, and Audio Caller ID. Looks very interesting. Again, first of all, there's a trial version available of this program. I like this one so much I bought it. It costs $24.95, so it costs $25 essentially. And I really like this. I like this approach, so I'm going to be using this as my address book. I have another address book file that is, of course, a lot more complete. This was just a demonstration file, so it didn't have confidential information contained therein. $25 from Bailey Software, bailey.com, BEILEY.com. You get a little bit of a discount if you purchase some other software with it, so you may want to do that if you decide to try out some of the other programs. The Handy Address Book, the trial version, can be executed, can be run 60 times before it requires a license, and you can have up to 30 addresses entered into the trial edition of the software. So it's a little limited on the trial basis, but they give you enough to try it out, and the price isn't bad anyhow. This software, of course, runs on Windows. Do not currently see any versions available for Linux or the Macintosh. But if you're a Windows user, you may want to check this out. Once again, the site is bailey.com, BEILEY.com. I hope you've enjoyed this review of Handy Address Book. Thank you for listening.